This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. A new virus has been discovered in northwest Missouri. 3 years ago in June, it sickened two men who live miles apart. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says so far it's unclear what causes the virus, which is called the Heartland virus. The CDC says an investigation is underway to determine if the illness stems from bites from ticks or other insects. Symptoms of the Heartland virus include fever, diarrhea, and fatigue. Both patients were treated at Heartland Regional Medical Center in St. Joseph and recovered after about a month. CDC researchers have been in northwest Missouri collecting samples from ticks and other animals to determine the cause of the virus and how it's transported. CDC is also working to determine if other people have been infected. Private attorneys in Boone and Callaway counties may soon be asked to provide free legal services. This could help reduce the caseload of local public defenders who provide legal services to those unable to hire criminal defense lawyers. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the likely change is a response to a decision by the Boone County Public Defender's Office to limit the number of cases it takes. Presiding 13th Circuit Judge Gary Oxenhandler told members of the Boone County Bar Association that attorneys who practice civil law should also prepare to take on pro bono work along with criminal defense lawyers. Those cases will primarily involve misdemeanor criminal violations and misdemeanor probation cases. A veto override by the Missouri legislature is drawing national attention. The bill expands religious exemptions from insurance coverage for birth control. It's the latest example of how Missouri has become a center point in a national debate about pregnancy. Missouri's law is apparently the first to intentionally contradict an Obama administration policy, which requires insurers to cover birth control for women at no additional cost. But the override was closer than expected in the House. One lawmaker acknowledged skipping the vote because he was disgruntled with Missouri Right to Life. The override comes a month after Republican Senate candidate Todd Akin garnered attention because of his comments about rape and pregnancy. Before that, the Missouri House gained headlines for honoring Rush Limbaugh despite protests. The National Park Service ranks Missouri near the top among states using tax credits to renovate historic buildings. Figures compiled by the agency show Missouri had the greatest number of completed projects that were certified for tax breaks during the 2011 fiscal year. The state's 99 historic renovation projects comprised nearly 14% of the entire total for the nation. A film mocking the Prophet Muhammad has sparked outrage and violent attacks overseas. But as KBIA's Mikkel Christensen explains, many Muslims in mid-Missouri are condemning the violence as well.
Friday prayer in Columbia's Islamic Center on 5th Street, hundreds of Muslims have gathered. This is 2 days after the American ambassador to Libya was killed by angry protesters. They were upset over a movie insulting the Prophet Muhammad. Chairman of the Islamic Center, Dr. Rashid Nizam, condemns the violent protest and the murders.
We are shocked to hear that. This is inexcusable crime. Somebody, no one can kill somebody. And a Muslim like him, he is very friendly to Libyan people. He's very helpful to Libyan people. Regardless, you shouldn't kill anybody.
Dr. Nizam is not surprised that a movie that mocks Muhammad causes such massive protests.
Muslims love their Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, too much, more than anything else in this world. Probably they overreacted, but again, at the same time, when it comes to the Prophet, they do everything to defend him, to defend the fame.
Amir Trumbu is an MBA student at MU and a practicing Muslim. He says he's frustrated by the violent attacks.
They only represent a very small percentage of people, of Muslims, and whereas there are a lot of Muslims on Facebook and everywhere else who are condemning those attacks and condemning that violence. And I think that's a very good response to this situation.
But he does understand why some Muslims are outraged by the movie.
If someone makes a video that's, biased and bigoted and has a really strong message that's very negative and wrong, then you try to understand, okay, they're probably really angry and they just feel the need to stand up.
And despite the recent violence, Trumbu says he hasn't had any negative experiences as a Muslim in Missouri.
Fortunately, in a city like Columbia, I find it very comfortable to be a Muslim. I've never faced any sort of labeling or targeting or discrimination.
As the prayer is over and people leave the Islamic Center, Trumbu and Dr. Kisan hope the violent protest soon will come to an end. Mikkel Christensen, KBIA News, Columbia.
Jefferson City's newly appointed director of finance has withdrawn from the position. After several months of searching, the Jefferson City Council hired Robin Maline as the new director of finance 2 weeks ago. Maline was scheduled to start as director on October 1st. Jefferson City Communications Manager Michelle Gleba says that the City Council will begin to interview replacement candidates in the coming months.
The current finance director is still Steve Schleter. As I mentioned earlier, he is planning to retire, and his last day will be September 28th.
For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Edston.